This is Dre Murray. I recorded something earlier, just my thoughts around everything that's transpired over the last couple of days with Kobe Bryant and his daughter and their friends who lost their lives on Sunday morning. Just some thoughts that I had about moving forward and just kind of what I've been reflecting on, or some of what I've been reflecting on. I just hope that this resonates with someone. Hopefully it may even inspire you, have you to think about things in a different way. So I just wanted to post it here. I know I spoke about this particular format on this channel, and I'm still going to do that, but I think going forward, this is still something that I want to do every day. Kind of what I spoke about previously, still something that is definitely going to take place here on this channel. But that may be coming, maybe once a week, where this is something that I definitely want to do every day, just to continue to get thoughts out and hopefully inspire and just connect with you. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have an amazing day today, or have had an amazing day today, whatever time it is when you're listening to this. All right. God bless. Peace. Good morning, humans behind the screen. This is Dre Murray. And look, I heard something very profound this morning, and it was very simple, but it was profound. It was just talking about LeBron, LeBron James, his post about everything that's going on with, the situation with Kobe Bryant. And one of the things that he spoke about was, or he, listed in his post, was that he was going to continue that legacy and basically put things on his shoulders, specifically with, the Lakers organization. But I think he was just saying overall in general, just that what Kobe stood for, continuing that legacy. And what I took from that, the commentators were kind of breaking that down or analyzing that. And, it was said that, that was a great, a great thing that, because LeBron is somebody that he feels this sense of responsibility because of the gift that he's been given to be in tip-top shape, to show up, to be someone that his teammates can count on, and not just his teammates, but us as the people that are viewing him and watching him. He wants to perform at the highest level because he feels a sense of responsibility, with the gifts and the talents that he's been given, to not waste those, to not just let them, dwindle away and disappear. And this really, really convicted me in that I know that I have gifts and talents, and not just, one thing. There are many things that I try my hand at, things that I've tried my hand at over the course of my life and have excelled at. But there's a few things that I know, like as you get older especially, you become, or at least if you're paying attention, you become super self-aware of those things. Hopefully you are becoming more self-aware as you get older, of those things that you are like really good at and those things that you aren't naturally as gifted at. And I've become super aware of those things, and I'm also aware of the things that I need to work on. But what I feel like I haven't done is double down on those things. I feel like I've letting the pressures of this life, at times I've letting them I've let them suffocate those gifts to the point to where I don't use them to their full potential. And it's a very sobering thing. Like it's motivating, but then it's also, you know, looking at opportunities wasted and looking at just looking back, man, and just seeing the times where, you know, you, speaking to me specifically, those times where I was in that period of being suffocated by this, by the pressures of this world and just external things that I took on, and then they became internal things, and then you internalize those things because I'm often in my head, which is why I write, which is why I tell stories, which is why, you know, I feel the most alive when I am creating, is because I internalize a lot of things, even things that aren't necessarily a part of my life, but something that may be outside of me that I've taken on, and turn those into stories and songs. And so, man, moving forward, I want to be someone that answers the call and steps up to the plate and knocks it out of the park. And, you know, not even, and it's really not even about knocking it out of the park once you get to the plate, right? Because if you do the work, if you do the work beforehand, once you get to the plate, once you get to the line, the free throw line, once you get in that situation where it's the time's running down and the team needs you, you're going to be prepared. And I've been in those situations before where I felt prepared. You know, I know what that feels like. But a lot of times as of late, especially over the last, man, I don't know how many years now, somewhere along the way, especially with creating, somewhere along the way, I felt like some of that was stripped away from me, that confidence in, you know, going into the, you know, the practice and just the things that go into being the best that you can be in a particular field. Like, you kind of have to have confidence in that what you're doing is going to produce something. And I started to feel as though the work that I was putting in is like, you know, why am I even putting in this work and not being confident in that work? And then, you know, questioning the finished result of things because of the lack of, and I say lack of, it's not like I was just sitting around. I've been sitting around doing nothing, but I know my capabilities and I know what God has given me and I know the opportunities that I've had. And so I've really been reflecting on that the last couple of days in light of things that have, you know, gone on and transpired with Kobe and the others, that his daughter and the others that were on the helicopter that unfortunately crashed. Been thinking about time and time wasted and opportunities wasted and where to go moving forward, how to approach things moving forward, and I really want to approach things moving forward, you know, with gratitude first and foremost, because I'm grateful for the things that I've been given, the opportunities, the gifts that God has given me, the doors that have been open for me. But I want to put in more work behind the scenes, and that doesn't mean, I don't want it to sound like, you know, there's a lot of people going around, you know, you gotta grind, da 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 da. I mean, you do have to sacrifice to make things work, but there's certain things, just systems that, you know, I just want it to be cleaner. I want it to be things to be more organized. I want things to be more put together to where, you know, I can work to the best of my ability. And so that's my focus going forward. Hopefully it resonates with somebody. If not, this whole situation is as sad as this situation has been. Speaking about the Kobe Bryant situation, one thing that I am taking from this is, just hearing about him and the work that he put in, and it's one of the reasons why I've argued over the last couple of years with friends and family about Kobe being, for me being me loving Kobe or putting him over Jordan, I should say, and people didn't understand because they felt like I was talking about just specifically with basketball, but that's not what I was talking about. I started to really dig in, and after he retired, dig into just his mindset, and I'm more intrigued, by mindsets and just the systems that he had in place and just the way that he thought, the science behind things is he really wanted to know the science behind things and get down to the nuts and bolts, and that really intrigued me, and that's something that I think in that way, but I want to think even more in that way and apply that which I learned, because a lot of times I gain a lot of information and I don't apply it or I pass it on to someone else, which is good, but I really want to start applying that to what I'm doing. So hopefully this encourages someone. Hopefully I pray that you take something from this. So yeah, hope you have an amazing day. Again, condolences to all the families that lost someone this past weekend.